it's pretty much the same. But you have this like, so enjoyed that last song we just sang, Christ the Lovers. And there was a the last, I think it was the last verse. There was a phrase in there that reminded me of the verse, or the verses that we talked about in some substitution. In verse 1:7, talking about it briefly there. Labor not with the mean prepare decrease. The Lord delivers us, which is managing human doing that. See, and what we talked about a little bit some school is this meaning of Father seeing it. What does that mean? And yes, the prayer to that, I mean, that song was, you know, I think it went like this: no, no power of hell, no scheme on the end, but from the government. And even helps us to understand God's healing. You know, God puts a mark on his children. He knows that put faith on Jesus Christ and believe in Jesus Christ. He puts a mark on us. And he actually seals us. Then song. Right? But, you know, there's nothing that can take us from there's nothing that can take us away from the love of God. The thing that can take us away is our own choice. We have some choices to make. We have how we respond to the bread of life that comes to us, and do we accept that? That makes a difference. And we express our faith and express. There's no secret in our power now that can take us from going to first of all read the first of the seven sins of the Revelation. Verse 5, verse 1, be therefore following the God of the future. Walk in love. Christ also is in his abundance. And have given himself as offering and sacrifices of us to his reverencing the fornication. All includes all covetousness, let it not won't be able to teach you. It's building those people talking, suggesting, rather than being a friend. This you know that no longer nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, have any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and the teaching. And then we see the vague orders when he trusts in these things, comes the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. He does see their little partage. He was sometimes darkness, but now are ye light, Lord, walk as children of the Lord. The fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, proving one's acceptable. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather to remember that there is a shame, secret of the things which are done by the secret. All things that are removed or made manifest by the name, whatsoever the thing manifest is, wherefore he saith, faith out, sleep us, that rise from the dead, and punish it. See that, and you all circumspect it. Not as foolish, but as wise. Needing that time, because the days from you. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding of the world. An interesting chapter. Starts out in verse 1, be therefore followers of God as children. And then he tells us what a child of God looks like, and what a child of God, how he responds, and he goes on to say that you walk in love, and verse 3, a lot of things to avoid, and you don't allow them to part more on verse 3 and 4 and 5. Verse 8 again, he says, for you so much darkness down to play with the Lord walks children. You know, when we become a child of God, there's things that change. And there's a difference in the law, the way we walk. There's a difference in a person that is born again and following Jesus and one that's not. There's a difference. And there's some things that we can, Jesus said that by the fruits you shall know. While we don't, we're not called to judge, there are some things that we can observe in other people's lives that they love for. We observe them in our own life. And what kind of fruit am I producing? And is the fruit that I'm producing, is that really consistent? My profession. I say to them, God's in the mouth. It's a good blood. The verse that I really want to settle most of my thoughts with is from the first 15. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. And some time ago, I saw this verse paraphrased. And it looked like this. Live life with a sense of responsibility. Not as those who don't need to be like Jesus, but as those. And I guess that's what I've learned. Now, it's sort of, I thought about this verse in English, right? Live life walk circumspectly, walk carefully. And I believe that it does mean that. But I was intrigued by this. Live life with a sense of responsibility. And I have a message this morning, living with a sense of responsibility. And taking responsibility. And responsibility is an ability that was given us by God. God has given us the ability to choose how we respond to life and how we respond to situations in life and difficulties, how we respond to difficulties, but also how we respond to opportunities. He brings difficulties into our life, opportunities into our life, and we need to be responsible to take those things. And no one failed and respond to the right. You know, there's a lot of things in our lives that are about you didn't choose where you're many of the events of your in your life, especially in the younger years, and as you grow older, maybe you have more choices and you have more of a choice in those things. Maybe you can choose where you live. There's a lot of things in our life, circumstances, health, a lot of things in our life that are out of our control. And we don't have control on those things. But we do have the freedom to choose how we respond to those and what we do with the difficult situations, what we do with the opportunities that God puts in front of us. We have a responsibility to do something with that. And God's looking for us to respond in a right way. Ephesians 5, verse 15 says that as Christians, we'll be responsible. We will take responsibility because we know that life has been. And our response, I believe, is especially in the context of this chapter. It's contrasting the children of God and the followers of God and those that are living for themselves. And they might never run out of where they run was. First one thoughts there being followed in first meeting again. So at one time you were living in darkness. Now you're living in light. And because of that, walk as children of God. And I'd like to bring that in verse 15. Because of who you are and who you're following. Live life with a sense of responsibility and take responsibility. And you know, we look around us and we see the climate around us, family values. Many people have rejected God's way in that, and this message meant to me today. Simply knowing yourself and personal to be developed. And then check that thing. We live in a world where responsibility is something to be attention and shot. And people try to get away with being responsible. But I'd like to look, first of all, at some of the mindsets that bring this about. Think about what is it that makes people want to take responsibility. Number one is, I believe one of the things that has people trying to evade responsibility is going to focus on rights. There's a lot of rights out there. Criminals have rights. Victims have rights. Women have rights. Children have rights. And then there's all kinds of which focus on rights. And then you have the right to remain silent, right to bear arms, right to an attorney, right to live, the right to die, all those things. There's all kinds of rights out there. And people focus on their rights. And, you know, it's my right. I have a right to be happy and not to experience suffering or pain or any of those things. And hear a lot about rights. People claim that. But along with that package usually comes reduced exact responsibility. Their actions, the things they face in life, and as God presents them with opportunity, as they have opportunities in their life, needs to set responsibility. Number one, number two, another thing that's people take responsibility is this idea that I'm a victim, and it's not my fault. It's always someone else's fault. Somebody else did this, and therefore, I'm forced to respond this way. And a lot of times people will say, "Polish." I just remember probably someone when we talked about this before. I'm sure one or two boys and I were at a parent's meeting. Township supervisor was taking a fair amount of hassle for the condition of the roads. A couple of roads that was bad shape, and they were supposed to have had a contract and this road paved, and it hadn't happened. Promised the people that for a long time. And there was a lot of people there that complained about that. That township supervisor, when I got there, he stood up. He started pounding the thing and just yelling, "It's not my fault." He just kept saying that. "It's not my fault." Everybody's face. And back in the red holes, he was the township's own resident. And it was his responsibility to see to it itself. But he, like so many others in this world, it's not like this. It's somebody else's fault. Somebody, and true, it may be this victim mentality. I'm a victim. I'm a victim of my circumstances. I'm a victim of some disorder that I know. You know how it goes. There's a problem somebody has, and that quick, you have about 4 or 5 letters, but after it, everything is that's they're stung in life because they have this system. I'm not out to say that there's none of that wisdom, but I am out to say that it's in your control. We may need all those always to describe. Just some things that, let's do. And that's one of the reasons we refuse to take responsibility. The claim would be a victim. Somebody did me wrong. Somebody else did something. Therefore, my wrong action. And then another one is state entitlement. Everyone's they live in a society that's becoming more and more socialist. I'm entitled to a certain standard. And if I'm poor and you're rich, why you don't care of it? That's the society that it's called entitlement. And it's God gives distributed wealth and socialism. And if that's my mentality, I'm not going to feel very responsible. That's always going to be some of those things. It isn't that. That isn't what you see that in your society. Someone else earns you something. In contrast, Ephesians 5:15 says, you walk circumspectly and live with a sense of responsibility. And I'd like to just look at a little bit down why. Why do we face life and why should we sense responsibility in life? And number one is, we are God. God created us. And by virtue of that, we are responsible. And someday, we will actually stay in His presence, and we will be able to count the limits, the choices we make. And that's very clear. We are accountable to God for the choices and what we do, responsibilities, and the opportunities that He puts in front of us. And I'd like to just read you a verse from Romans 13, and verse 1, and this one verse. So that every one of us shall give account of himself. That's in the future. You know, we do it in a way that we keep our Christian love out of the day. I believe we give account of God. There's coming a time that there's much more people understand given the that's done. Also, Hebrews 4, verses 12 and 13. For the word of God is quick, powerful, and sharper, and with its wedge here, piercing the infantry, slumberous, spirit, noise, and dreaming. It is a discerner of thoughts and intents. It is that is not manifest. All things are God's God sees all of this. And he knows our thoughts. Even the stuff that we hide from everyone else. Everyone else. God sees it all. And he understands, says that he even understands our thoughts, the intents of our heart. He's a discerner of our motives. Something that can point that out. We can't. We see a person, we analyze the decisions we make, he makes, and we think we can sort of discern and understand his motives. And maybe we can discern. God understands our motives, and the Bible also says that our own heart is sort of our deceiver, we hardly can understand our own thoughts. So we might we tell ourselves something long enough.
Sure.
So one of the reasons why it's so famous is that we are responsible. And everything that we do and say, God understands our ways. Check over to more. Another reason to as well take responsibility. Live life with a sense of responsibility because we influence and affect the lives, have an effect on the lives. None of us this morning live in Iraq, and it's just us. And my choices, my decisions, the path I take in life doesn't touch the loved one. We don't live in a vacuum, and we are very interdependent on one another. And my decisions and my actions, they affect other people. That's in a very real way. Just because I don't see it doesn't mean nothing. You know, we kind of have this idea that through how we influence others and we are both trying to be careful here. We think we might be influencing this person, but it's taken all life. We leave a lot of influence up. We aren't even. And it's taking responsibility for that. If I neglect or ignore my responsibilities, why put strain that responsibility on others? And whenever I shirk my responsibilities, that's the person that I was. Even though I may not always see it, may not always be aware of it. Whenever I take my responsibilities and I face life with a sense of responsibility and take responsibility for my own life and for my own choices, why I believe it has a positive effect on others. And it encourages others to take their responsibility seriously. Another reason why I think it's important. You take responsibility. Simply, it gives life. If you go through life without sensing your responsibility, without taking responsibility, what's life all about? Doesn't it become rather meaningless? And why am I here? And what's? But as we sense our responsibility, and we walk circumspectly, simply. Not otherwise. Maybe understand that I'm here for a reason, and God's down to accept the responsibilities that He gives. Now, we're just a little like to put this in areas that we need to take responsibility. Ephesians 5 and verse 15 says, we walk circumspectly, and not as fools, but as wise. And it's the wise who live responsibility. Live responsibly and try not to think about So for their actions and reactions, not only you know, how they have that. And in the book of Proverbs, especially wise miniature contracts, it steps up that it comes of taking responsibility. So one of the areas we need to take responsibility. We need to take responsibility and short term and long term. Actually, think about the fact that we have a future. We don't know how much that means. But in a practical way, we're thinking about taking responsibility and caring for that in a number of ways. And Proverbs 6, and these are says this: go to the Antile slope, consider her ways, and be wise. That will guide and steer the ruler. The wise will meet his parents. That's what the ant does. They provide. They look at the future and they realize that I'm going to have something to eat all winter. That's how to be providing with it. Some of them, and drift the heart. Save up for this. Provide for yourself. And this, whatever you drop, six, and probably 6 and 8, I think of getting the financial system. And buying for yourself financial. When there's plenty, you don't place it. You can't pick up the remnants. They may have nice experience. You're fine. You're being the shell. That's the adjustment for the world. So, Proverbs 21. Just to go. There's treasure in the which man spends. And what I get from that first procedure. The foolish man spends with his friends. Save the future evil. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verses 2 and 4. And these verses. It's better to go to the house of genius than to go to the house of Tuesday, for that is the end of all men, and living will be. Sorrow is better than laughter. By the sadness of the government's hearts made up. Part of the wise is in the house of the living, but the part of the fools is in the house of the earth. And this wrote a little different because, but a wise person thinks about the future. Yeah. Thinks about the thing. And the older I get, the more I remember about that, thinking about the future, thinking about death, and my life was, it's just like, that's way out, and all of a sudden, this thing comes along. And I believe we need to be thinking about the future. So as we think about the future, prioritize things we have to do. I believe it helps us. So we think about, we're not going to be here forever. And it helps us to understand what's really another area that we need to make responsibility. We need to be responsible in our actions and decisions. Proverbs 12. Verse 16. Tools wrath, presently known. Prudent man in direction. And now, as I said, the foolish and the wise undressed very often. Proverbs. haven't seen it. It's an English band. It's for heaven's sake. If something else has any, this is the thing that has to be in it. It's like, said, it's a book. She's a scary about this. It's things that are not difficult. She can cover a song, you know, there's coming in the pool water and all. I said, you know, there's an set things in life that we can't control. Out of circumstances, it's in life that we can't control. But we can't control the circumstances. Sense and it's taking responsibility in and things that they wish and words that we wish we could unsay, actions that we wish we could undo, but we can't listen. It's taking responsibility. How number three, be responsible. Our next one is three, which says, for as we think the ships are so easy, we expect that we need to drink the same parts. Just we become to a trusted. And praise that I really heard. For as he thinketh, thinketh in his heart, so is it. We then come to respond to allow ourselves. And that's true. It's true. We can't help for every thought. I'm saying no more. We need to take responsibility for what we do with our thoughts and how much we dwell on them and all the time. God has given us the power to choose those things and refuse perhaps, refuse things that drag us down and even think it's the way we go. Proverbs 15 and verse 11. Part of him that understands the secret knowledge of the man is being the true Jesus. He has the courage to be a Christian. We draw those things that we can learn from the earth that we have. We have to say Christianity. Without the poor, we do not have the issues. That's up to us. Where we need responsibility for the things that we keep on. There's a lot of trash, a lot of garbage out there. And we need to tell you, all the technology that we have, there's so much of it. It's just amazing. Living in a world where people jumping off that, to make sure that we take responsibility. Here to guard our being and this. We want the Word of God is only that we want to be able to stay close to Him and take responsibility. Thank you, Shimon, that you're beating at right. Number four. Be responsible in being diligent. And your responsibilities that are yours. Proverbs 25. Confidence in an unfaithful man, time of trouble, I'm sorry to be given, and what else is going to do. I'm not. Very reminded of that pretty often. And this verse is saying that if you put confidence in someone that's unfaithful, it's like a problem. It's more important than a
joke. Not a joke. We just pray and pray and
As we're getting responsible, young people, you have well responsibility. Young women again, it seems like the more responsibilities are ours. That's the responsibilities to see how we usually can see how you even get away with it. As we're given responsibility, let's give them the opportunity to be responsible. Let's take that responsibility. Do our best with it and it's as we're given responsibility and we're not waiting. It's a thing. It's ours. Someone's given responsibility and right. So that's So, there's not one of us that has been given a responsibility. Face life and some kind of knows that. Things that we should have been true. It's been a responsibility to admit. And I was going to listen responsibilities in life, Larry. But not challenge to you is that you do away. You do away. Verse 15 says, see then that you are circumspect. See then that you take responsibility. Remember that it's a wise person that willingly accepts responsibility and is trust. God bless you and the responsibilities. Have each of the people that's in the